Look to the skies. Is that a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a 7-foot-tall bipedal creature with bat-like wings? When you look overhead, you expect to see birds, or perhaps even a bat or two. There are around 10,000 different species of birds in the world, and over 900 species of bats. That's a lot of biological air traffic. But people have been reporting that they have seen more than the average pigeon flying through the skies of Chicago as recent as 2017. Around the Great Lakes area, witnesses have reported seeing humanoid-like creatures soaring through the skies on wings that look similar to bat wings. If it were one person, perhaps it could be written off as a misidentification of a heron or hawk. But when you have almost 60 people reporting extremely similar sightings? And what about sightings of other mysterious floating humanoids that have been caught on film in places like Central and South America? Are these angels? Witches? Demons? This case file, Zell and Dan shake a tail feather and flock together to talk about flying humanoids.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Case File 80, Flying Humanoids. I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And Braden is on holidays. So, different type of twosome today. Hopefully less errors for my end for editing, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, we should be good. This should be fun. This is my new first recording on my brand new microphone. So I'm excited. I think we're going to sound a lot better.
Yeah, thanks to our Patreon supporters, everyone's got new gear. Hopefully everyone sounds better than the last few episodes have been a little shoddy here and there, a little bit of Skype connections and other shit, but we're good to roll now. Dan, what's going on? What have you been up to?
Not much. Working hard. Teaching stuff. It's mainly what I've been doing.
Right on. How much longer are you back stateside before you have to go back across?
Stateside, if I finish my program that I'm working on now, I should be done by July, and then I'll be ready to go back out.
Oh, so you got a long time still.
Yeah, I got a while back in the States, so it's fun. It's not bad.
Hell yeah.
I'll enjoy the cold. I'm ready for the cold weather to start.
Now, in Virginia, does it get cold? Like snow or?
Yeah, we get snow. Usually, but not maybe around. I think the last couple of years has been pretty mild, you know, climate change. But we get kinds of weird weather down here. But we get snow when it gets cold, and we can get pretty nasty winters down here. So I'm excited for it to get cold. I'm not excited for all the leaves to be down because that means you got to rake them. But I think everybody.
I don't rake my leaves. Everybody likes. I let them get dissolved into the lawn. Who cares?
Some people are like, oh, I love fall, all the leaves, all the colors. I'm like, no, then they fall on the ground and then you have to rake them up and it sucks.
You just get the leaf blower and just blow them to your neighbor's yard.
That's true, you could do that. Homeowners Association won't like that there.
Yeah. Let's get into some space news. Voyager 2 may be leaving the solar system soon, NASA says. So if you remember, Voyager 1 and 2 went out in the late 70s. I guess Voyager 1, a couple years ago, left the heliosphere, which is pretty much the sun's influence over our solar system through solar wind and other type of charged particles. And I guess Voyager 2 is on its way out. And I guess there's some type of instrument on board that measures like cosmic wind and cosmic rays. And the same type of readings are on Voyager 2 as Voyager 1 had a couple years ago. So the first two man-made objects out of our solar system.
Yeah, that's
in awesome. modern times, at least as far as we know.
Yeah, that thing is cool. It's trucking along too. That thing is gone. That's so neat that we could have an actual man-made object that has left the solar system. That is really cool. And on there on board is carrying the little golden disc that has everything about humanity on it. Maybe somebody will find it. Come looking.
Now, how much longer till it gets, like, is it going to get, when's it going to get to another solar system?
Oh, that would take forever.
Like if it's taken, what, like 45 years, 50 years?
That's like 45 years, like at the speed of light, like relative speed of light. I think it would take longer than that. I think it would take longer than 45 years to get to the next star system.
Yeah, 45 years to get out of our solar system.
Oh.
That only takes light, like, you know, 12 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who knows? It's not going to get there. Probably it's going to hit something.
It's going to be floating out in that weird little, I mean, it's only left the heliosphere. It's still going to get past I'm surprised it hasn't like gotten smashed by anything. I don't know. When you're looking up at articles and stuff, that it's like, oh, the solar system's just one giant crapshoot. And it's just like, there's like flying debris and asteroids and stuff just flying all over the place. And it's luck that the Earth hasn't been hit by any of it. And it's just nuts that you can just like this little guy, little Voyager's out there just dodging space rocks, just cruising outside the solar system. That's so neat.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's tons of stuff floating around, but like, it's gotta be so far apart between objects.
Yeah. I would, the distances are probably pretty nuts, but I think I read at least one article where they said the moon actually takes up a lot. Like it's our little shield and catches a lot of the debris that would kind of cruise into our atmosphere, which is pretty cool.
That's like the theory of the moon is like without a moon similar to ours, like life cannot like happen on a planet because it would constantly get wiped out.
Yeah.
Our moon's like the perfect size. Some people say it seems artificial because it's so big and so close. It doesn't seem like our planet should be able to capture it through gravity.
Yeah.
That's another case file we get requested for a lot was the artificial moon theory.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. We'll do that one.
That one's cool to talk about for sure. Dan, what do you got?
Space News, they have found some more evidence supporting the theory that there is a ninth planet in our solar system beyond Pluto. I mean, this came up at least last year, the last couple years. So astronomers have kind of been pushing for this theory that there's another planet, maybe at least the size of Neptune, if not a little bit smaller, that's somewhere floating around the solar system. It's got a huge orbit, so it's like we don't really see it, but they're saying that it's out there. And they were doing a kind of a standard survey of some of the like the outer bodies that kind of hang out on the outside of our solar system. And they're saying that there's some unusual grouping of objects out there. And they're thinking that that could be caused by the path of what the astronomers have nicknamed the Goblin, or 2015 TG387.
So planet they call it the Goblin?
Yeah, they call it the Goblin because it was they've made the discovery of the they spotted it. They said they spotted it in 2015 in October. And so they were just saying that it was discovered by using Japan's 26-foot Subaru telescope, which is in Mauna Kea, Hawaii. And so this object, I guess, has given them some evidence that there's something out there. The Goblin isn't the actual thing, but they're just an object that seems to be strange cruising around out there.
Right now, we've kind of talked about this before, and now it kind of sounds a little similar to a very famous planet called Nibiru.
Yeah.
Something that has a very long elliptical orbit. You can't really see it, but it's weighs enough that it tugs through gravity on the planets in a weird way. So what's the plausibility on that?
Astronomers have said that that if something's out there and they think it's probably hundreds of astronomical units away. Astronomical unit is the distance from the sun to the Earth. That's an astronomical unit. But they're saying that it's hundreds, if not thousands, of AUs. Could be out there. And if it were that far out there, they said that the telescopes that we have now probably it would be so faint that we would, it'd be very difficult to detect. And they're saying that if you could hide something very big in the outer solar system very easily. Right. So if there's something out there, it's going to be hard to find, but scientists are getting closer when they look out there, they're saying, oh, maybe there's something cruising around out there. Not sure. Could be Nibiru. Who knows? Though, even if something was out there, I don't know how it wouldn't like support life, because it would just be like a giant. I mean, even if we're life as we know it, anyways, probably.
Well, if like it was a planet, it would, if to support life, it would have to be like through internal heat, some type of like nuclear core of a planet or something. Yeah. And then maybe they live under the ground, or who knows?
Yeah, I think I've seen some articles where they wrote about like how I mean, this is just an exercise in probably just logic or you know, theory, where it was kind of the scientists said that if you had a rogue planet, if you just had a planet that was, you know, spinning through the galaxy that had no sun or hadn't been captured by the sun's gravity or escaped gravity somehow, it could potentially still support life, because it could still heat itself from like an inner core. Like if the inner core rotated at a certain, like the friction from the core, like rotating, would keep at least the inner part of the planet would keep warm, and probably could keep warm enough to support life. As we know it. So I don't know. There could be, you know, whatever. There could be like rock people or ice people that live on there, or giant ice squids. I don't know. But yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance. There's
a chance. There's always a chance. Life finds a way.
Life finds a way. Yes. That's awesome. SpaceX launches Argentine satellite and posts first ground landing on the West Coast. So we got a flood of messages saying there's a UFO, but it was really just a SpaceX Falcon 9. It was
like, oh man, there were some super cool videos and photos of the SpaceX going up. I was pretty awesome. Man,
it looks so cool at nighttime with that blue glow.
Yeah, when it like explodes out and it's like, and it's just, oh man.
Yeah, when like the rocket releases, like the stage releases and stuff, it looks so cool. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't a UFO. We did build it, and it launched a radar satellite into low Earth orbit. And it actually is the first time the rocket has been reused by landing on land on the West Coast. So it's from California. So pretty much all our listeners from California sent us videos. Some people screaming it was a UFO. Some people saying they knew what it was. But either way, it looked super cool. So. If you've never seen one of the videos of these things, just go have a quick peek, because they're so cool. And that's all I got for space news. Got anything else, Dan?
Negative. That's all I got.
Negative. All right. Let's fire up the X3. And I'm going to do my best brain impersonation, trying to read. I'll try and make up some words like he does. And, you know, I'll try and make it flow like normal. All right. And... turning it on right now.
Creepy story.
All right. Got a creepy story. This is actually, the X3 has pulled it off Reddit here. And it's by the user Parole Model. I used to visit my friend and her, well, there we go. Brayden right there. I used to visit my friend at her house out in a rural farming area before she moved. I'd sleep over a lot and we'd just hang out and draw. I usually slept in the living room on the couch, and there were two mirrors in the room fairly close to the TV. When the TV was off and I was walking by, I started seeing shadows move behind me. I thought it was just a warped TV screen or something. Then one evening, I walked into the living room to get my sketchbook so I could sketch in her bedroom. I bent over and picked it up, stood up straight, looked in the mirror, and there was a man behind me. A man standing in the hallway leading to the living room. He was average height, bald, a a bit old, and turned to look at him. I turned to look at him, and no one was there. I turned to the mirror again, and he was gone. I felt a little spooked. I felt a little spooked.
A little spooked.
You've seen a fucking man in a mirror. You turn around, he's not there. Like, come on. I'm smashing the mirror. I'm running out of the house. That's it. Hell no. Another time, we were just sitting up in the living room, and we heard what sounded like little kids' footsteps running across the upstairs quickly. She had two adult siblings, who still lived at home, I guess. But they were out at work, leaving us alone. Around that time, I decided to sleep in my friend's room instead of the living room, only to wake up in the middle of the night to see four of her posters slowly get peeled off the wall. Oh my God, now we got a poltergeist. Oh,
God damn it. Jesus.
It wasn't them falling and dragging each other down. They looked as if someone was carefully unsticking the tape and taking them down. The next morning, my friend put them back up saying, I need to get better tape for these. Yeah, okay. Well, your house is haunted. Get the fuck out.
Sure. I hope it's just tape.
She and her family eventually moved out because they couldn't afford to live there anymore. But we had never really talked about what happened in the house, as if talking about it would make it worse. But after she moved, I finally said, dude, your house was haunted, yo. I hope you realize that. She replied, yeah, I knew it was. Some guy and his granddaughter lived there, but he killed her and then himself.
What?
But it was probably them or something, you know. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to scare you away from hanging out with me. What the fuck?
God damn it. Like, then why? She dug out
a copy of a news article she got from the local paper about the murder. The picture that went with the article was a picture of the man I saw standing behind me. Oh, my God.
Why? Why? It's... Ah, man.
Unfortunately,
I wonder if they found out about. Oh, okay, yeah. Keep going.
Last paragraph. Unfortunately, I have no clue where to find the article now, or if my friend still has her copy. I'll fucking ask her. What are you doing? If I dug enough, I could probably find it, but I don't have time, and I don't live near the area anymore. I don't even remember her town name or address because they moved out close to 10 years ago. So you have to take my word for it. Oh, that just ruined the story at the end. Good story, though.
Take my word for it.
I don't remember her town name.
Town name or anything? Like, you lived? Didn't you live there at some point?
I could see, like, oh, I forgot her street name or something, but, like, yeah. Town name?
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
Weak.
If that was a true story, like, oh.
Nope. I just think, I don't know. If I had creepy posters coming off my walls and stuff, that just, like, no. Creepy dude hanging out there with his ghost grandkids. Ugh.
Yeah, no, no, hey, oh yeah, our house is haunted. Yeah, there's some guy like murdered his daughter there. No big deal. I didn't want to tell you. Like, what? Okay, fucking insane. That doesn't remind me. What was that story just happened? What was that like famous artist who had that painting? He's like a graffiti artist. He had that painting. He ripped to shred. He had that painting that
Banksy.
Yeah. Yeah, he rigged it to shred when it went to auction.
Uh huh. Went for like $1.4 million or something, and then
shreds there right in the middle. Yep.
The video is pretty funny. Yeah, the best is the dude on the phone. There's like a guy on the phone in the front, and it's just like everybody kind of turns to look, and he just like whips around. It's like,
yeah, it's just like pulling his hair out pretty much. He's like, fuck.
It's pretty great. Like,
now it's probably worth more now though, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
It's like one of a kind.
Pretty great. Pretty great. Well, now you can sell pieces of it.
Yeah. Cool. All right. There's just been this weird phenomenon all over the world of strange humanoid floating figures. And
right? We got floating, flying. It's just like, when we talk about flying humanoids, it could be anything from, if you go back in history, there's always been stories of demons or angels, you know, with wings, humanoids with wings. It's not unusual.
No. But there's so many stories. And like sometimes there's like airline pilots who say there's like a humanoid figure, like keeping altitude and speed with their aircraft. You're like, And sometimes they're just floating up above a whole town. There's like 17 different camera angles filming these things.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's never been like a good zoomed in, you know, as with a lot of these UFO things are. No real good zoomed in picture, but a lot of video of something floating in the sky.
I think the most recent one, if you look it up, if you just type it in, flying humanoids, first thing that's going to pop up is there was a rash of flying humanoid sightings in Chicago in 2017, just last year. I think a couple of people actually asked us about it, and this was like, they said they got over, in 2017 in Chicago, in the Chicago area, there were 55 reported sightings of a flying humanoid, and a lot, the accounts varied, but a lot of them, they kind of varied from large and black, but most of them had wings. And so even some had glowing red eyes, and some people said they either resembled either a gargoyle or even, you know, could possibly have been Mothman, which would be super awesome. But,
there's a couple like artist renderings of like people drawing what they've seen, and God damn, does it look like a Mothman? And
yeah, people have said they saw it either flapped its wings or it looked like this thing. A lot of people said they looked at it and they thought it was a bird at first, or they thought it was some sort of plane, but it was flying too low and too slow to actually be that. And then people would notice different as they look kind of closer. They said they could see people said it had like muscular legs, a jutting tailbone, and you could see that it had a human-like torso. From which it had wings on its back, at least, and it flew. At least one witness said it flew with a strange swooping motion, kind of undulating up and down. So, I mean, I'm not sure about the physics of a flying humanoid. I don't know exactly how they work, but I guess it could be something like that. It'd be a definitely strange. Whether they glide or whether they fly under their own power, I think kind of interests me.
Yeah, like if you go with like bird flight, the bird has to be so light with the wings so large to be able to actually like get lift off the ground, right?
Yeah, if it's not, yeah, because that's why birds' bones are hollow and, you know, or, you know, mostly hollow. And that gives them the ability to fight. I mean, if you look at eagles and things like that, they look like really big birds, but if you hold one, they're surprisingly light. You know, if anybody who does falconry or whatever, you get one of those hot gloves on and you can put, you know, you can see people holding an eagle, like a huge eagle, like a, you know, on their arm. And it's not that hard. It's just like, they weigh like nothing. Whether these are, if they're actually physical beings, you know, that have somehow revealed themselves to the public, or they're supernatural and their flight is of supernatural proportion. We don't really know yet, if they are what people are thinking they are.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird. Cause this, no, they're calling it like a Mothman flap in Chicago. Cause like there's around Lake Michigan, I guess Lake Michigan has a ton of like weird paranormal activity, like weird UFOs, orbs. They've had like humanoid sightings back to, like, even since 1981 was like the first account that I could find, but they're pretty sporadic, right? It's like 81, 87, 97, 2000, 2001, 2006, 10, 11, 14. And then 16, there's a few, and then 17, like, as you said, 55, and then they're continuing into 2018.
Yeah, that's nuts. So you have like that this is kind of always happening, whether it's a bird or something like that. But these people, they live there. It's not like, I can't imagine everybody's just seeing birds and just mistaking them for
giant 8 to 10 foot humanoids.
Yeah, like people are saying they're over 7 feet tall, and like, multiple witnesses. I don't know. It's kind of hard to just say that, oh, it's just a bird, you know, or it's a plane or something. It's just a misidentified aircraft or something like that. It's hard to say that, that's all it could be. you know, but Chicago is not the only place that this has happened. Like you get these reports of flying humanoids almost everywhere around the world.
Yeah.
Let's see, at least, well, even in just the United States, I mean, you have things like the people who saw just outside the New Jersey Pine Barrens, like out in that area, you get the reports of the Jersey Devil. There's an image, I think it was in Arizona. There's one photo from Arizona that shows what looks like a winged creature like taking off from the ground. And some people kind of says it looks like a pine tree, and maybe it does. It does look like a pine tree, but somebody saw that. How would you be able to take out your phone super fast and take a picture? I kind of understand that too, because it takes me forever to get my phone out to take a photo.
Unless you're in the process of like you're already on your phone, like with the out. But if you have to like fumble in your pocket, get out, unlock the screen, slide it open, camera on, get it up, you're like. It was like a little bit of time. If something's there and is gone right away, like you're not going to get it.
Yeah. And if I go back, if I was in Arizona, but go back to New Jersey. And in New Jersey in 2015, one man at least said that he reported seeing something that looked like, he said it looked like a llama running along. It ran out of the tree lining next to the road. And when he saw it, it kind of ran alongside the road for a little bit, and then it looked like it actually spread wings from its back and then took off. There's just this weird stuff that people see. Like I said, not just here in the United States, but even in different places around the world. There was one spotted in the town of Santa Maria del Aguila, which is a Spanish town in the province of Almeria. And at least this person, his name is Alex Nasirk, and he said he was woken on the night of September 10th and by what he said looked like a dog with wings. He said he heard a strange disturbing noise that sounded something like a cross between, well, it sounded like a shrieking of a woman is what it sounded like. And he said when he looked outside his window, he only found this bizarre winged creature that was approaching his window from several feet away and perched on the building. And then he said that it took off shortly after. He only had a couple seconds to look at it, and then it took back off.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It's there's so many, there's strange things. Another story you have from Turkey Creek from Missouri, and this place is out in the Ozarks. And the Ozarks, which I learned recently, was it's nuts. Like the Ozarks is a place that is just filled with, you have woodlands, caves, and water, and lots of it. Lots of caves are there from when the ice age, after the ice age, all the glaciers receded from that area. So they left a lot of caves and like gouges out of the land and things like that. So it's like, if there were, I don't know, bat people, if there were strange, large flying creatures, they could hide inside these caves for days or for years, decades, millennia, I'm sure. At least in Turkey Creek, Missouri, there was a reported case where three men ran into what they described as a 7 foot tall humanoid creature that had a huge wingspan and actually attacked their car, attacked their vehicle, and actually caused the vehicle to wreck.
Damage.
Yeah. And, you know, so not all of these flying creatures are seemingly benign. There's definitely something there that the men said they felt a definite, it wasn't something you want to mess with. They were like, it was
sinister.
Mean. Yeah. And it was like, well, they said it was well over 7 foot tall, and that's like giant bat wings. And that's just creepy, you know, that you could find something like that, just in somewhere like Missouri.
So like the possibility, the possibility of it being like a like an unidentified creature, I guess, is could be there, because what's the biggest flying bat? What's that flying bat? The flying fox. That thing's pretty big, but it's not. We're not talking like 7-8 feet. I'm typing right now. Flying fox.
Yeah, they're not huge. I think it's like 3 to 4 feet, maybe.
Yeah, they. Oh yeah, they're actually not as big as I thought. It's only like a foot long. Never mind. I thought it were bigger.
A foot long. Well, it's a foot long. Is that from head to toe or is that wingspan?
Head to toe, and then wingspan is double. So.
So that's like, yeah, that's 1 to 2 feet. So two and a half feet, maybe 3 feet. They're pretty big. I mean, when you see them though, when they put those wings out, they look pretty big.
Yeah. So if you're going to scale that up to like some type of, I mean, cause it's a rodent, right? So I don't think it has hollow bones like a bird. So if you're going to scale that up to something that's 7 or 8 feet, you're talking wingspan, like 14 foot wingspan. Yeah. If there was like some type of like unidentified creature that did hide in caves, or this hasn't really been, I guess it's been seen, but never really been scientifically identified.
And, you know, a lot of people argue, if you argue against it, of course, you're going to just say that there's nothing in the fossil record that even gives you like a whiff of something like this. Right. So if it's not biological, then, you know, a lot of people turn to the supernatural, that these are perhaps demons or something. A lot of people report that these flying humanoids show signs of kind of glowing red eyes. You get that a lot, I think.
Yeah, with the Mothman sightings and stuff.
Yeah, Mothman, it's always, they got unusually long arms, which of course, if the arms are connected to the wings, I guess they would be long like a bat or things like that. So you'd have these really long arms and glowing red eyes, you know? So it kind of gives it perhaps a demonic presence, and people, when they see these things, sometimes they report things like missing time or feelings of, you know, extreme dread or something like that. So perhaps these are demons, you know,
demons in the sense that, like, so they're not like, they're not physical beings. They're actually some type of like, maybe like interdimensional or something else. Like, where do they come from? Where would they come from? This is one thing I always like, when there's like the biblical demon and angels, right?
Yep.
I guess they're flying beings and there's good and evil. Yep. I just think that's, you know, that's religion wise, but
they could have been summoned. We had our episode on demon summoning. Could have been summoned.
Yeah. So if you're actually like, if you can summon a demon, let's forget demons from the Bible, but like a demon, we call it a demon, but it's just like a being from a different dimension.
Right.
I mean,
you pull that in, you know, yeah, these could be, if it wouldn't show up in the fossil record, that's for sure.
Definitely not. So if you pull it in here, it could disappear the same way.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's there and it's gone a lot of times. And they don't normally see it again. So.
And not just talking, so flying humanoids doesn't just extend to creatures that people have identified, or they've seen them have wings. We even get reports of, there are people who have seen flying humanoids that don't have wings, that these humanoids just simply seem to float. Or there was at least one, I think there was one report of a man who saw, this happened in Oregon, I believe, and a man saw he's a 22-year-old student, and he reported that he saw what looked like a man with extremely long arms on top of a roof of a nearby house after he was chopping off his girlfriend. And the man said it proceeded to jump off the roof, but it didn't touch the ground. He said it stopped right before touching the ground and then began floating in the air and then took off into the air out of sight. And he said one of the things that grabbed his attention, that there was some sort of humming sound coming from it. He did say he didn't see any metallic objects or anything that maybe it had a, you know, you're thinking maybe it was somebody with a jetpack or something like that. Right. But he said it happened fast. He said maybe 20 seconds, which I think 20 seconds is kind of a long time, because that's like, if you count 1,000, 2,000, that's kind of a long time.
It is.
But I don't know, when you see something as strange as that, I'm sure the time goes really fast. But you know, some people say that there's a sounds coming from it, and so some people think it's maybe perhaps some of these, they could be extraterrestrials with anti-gravity devices, which would be kind of crazy, because it would be like, why are they jumping around on rooftops, you know?
Yeah, like, you got that type of technology.
we can travel the vast distances between stars, but we can't, you know, we have to jump off of rooftops to get going, to get our jetpacks going or whatever.
Yeah, you need that downward fall to ignite the anti-gravity to send you back upwards.
Yeah, that's my guess. It's great. You gotta build up the kinetic energy so you can take off.
Well, people do say whatever technology, like UFOs are, like made of, like would be magic to us, and we probably can't really understand how they even do it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know if that would be, that's the most lucrative way to make it work. But one thing we got, let's talk about this. So it's like in 91, there was this crazy UFO sighting in Mexico during a solar eclipse. And it kind of started this whole trend of like these weird UFOs. Started as UFOs, but then they became just like flying humanoid UFOs. And it all started like it really took off in like the year 2000. This guy, what was his name? Salvador Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first guy to actually videotape one of these things. And it was just a humanoid floating above him. And he looks up and it's like, and there's a video of it. You can search it. You can find the videos. Well, I'll post in the show notes, but it's a little bit grainy, but it's just like a man floating in the sky, just floating there. And when he came forward with his video, it led to like a whole like plethora of people coming forward with similar sightings. And it just gets, and it just takes off from here. And this is year 2000. And then right immediately after him, Amado Marquez, the same year in 2000, he films a human figure bobbing horizontally through the air, like he's flying, like Superman flying, like through the air, but no visible jetpack or wings, he says. And this leads to more. Guerrero, Venezuela, that same year in, I think, what's this place called? Tepoztlan, an active volcano spot in Mexico, that same year, same type of thing. It looks like he's wearing like a, he says it's wearing like, look, it looks like a jetpack, and then disappears behind like a hill, and it's gone. And the same thing, same time, in like above Mexico City, an aircraft pilot sees a man, a flying humanoid, keeping speed and altitude with his aircraft, and when he radios like the tower, he's like, is there any other flying objects up here with, like, anything else up here with me? He's like, no, negative. And then we get to this, probably the craziest one, super well documented. Everyone thought this guy was absolutely fucking nuts after he said it, but as a policeman in Monterrey, Mexico, Leonardo Samaniego, that's the one. And in January 16th, 2004, he's in his patrol car. And when he sees like a human shaped, like a black human, like a shadowy human, looks like fall from the tree, but before it hits the ground, it starts levitating. So he like, you know, he goes closer with in his patrol car, and he claims it was an all black, like an old lady with no eyes and just black sockets. He's like, it's like a witch. He then says when he drove closer, it flew directly towards him, like really fast, and like stopped and like looked at him, and then proceeded to like fly into the windshield and like bump into the windshield, which then he immediately freaks out, throws it in reverse, backs up. He's swerving all over the place to try and get this thing off his car. And I guess then he crashes into a rock wall, but while he's reversing, he's calling for backup. Like whatever the code is, he's calling his buddies like, hey guys, like, got this crazy witch on my, on my hood. I'm trying to get it off right now. And then boom, he smashes. He knocks himself out.
Yeah, it sounded pretty terrifying. Like he said that she was, I guess she was riding a broom, or she had a broomstick and was smashing it into his window. And it said it looked like she had claws for hands, like clawing at the windows. And it sounded pretty harrowing. If they, you know, that's what happened. Like you have a creepy looking, you know, terrifying looking witch, you know, hag clawing at your window, trying to smash through your window. Yeah, I'd probably freak out too and slam that thing into reverse.
No kidding.
And I think he was trying to throw it off. Like he was trying to throw it off the car, you know. It's like, what else are you going
to
do?
And, yeah, he's trying to spin the wheel left, right, trying to like get it to slide off the front or whatever. But like that kind of like, so now we're talking, we've gone from like cryptids to demons to now a witch or like a warlock or some type of like magic flying humanoid.
Yeah. Magic, not magic, but Mexico has a big thing about witches. They've got a lot of people there solidly believe in witchcraft, and that it says a lot that this guy could say this and people would believe him. Like they like, yeah, it's something. Like he wasn't the only one to report seeing the witches. I think at least one other officer reported seeing, like while he was on patrol, he reported seeing two what looked like witches, like women in black clothes. They describe them as like you're almost like your comical, you know, what you think of as a witch, like during Halloween, the old lady with the pointy hat and the black clothes riding on a broom. And at least one other officer said he saw two of them flying in circles over a graveyard in his part of town.
Yeah, that wasn't that long after. That was a couple years after. I think was it Gerardo Garza Carvalho or something like that.
Right.
He's just describing the same thing. And like,
so you're like, what's going on there?
people like to police officers are generally, you know, considered like their words usually pretty good. Usually. I mean, there is cases where, you know, they plant evidence and there's shady shit going on, but for the most part.
But even if you, And even if you were going to be like, you know, I crashed my car, you know, by accident or something, you know, if something shady went down or you broke your windshield because, you know, you're a corrupt cop and a drug deal went wrong or something like that. I don't know. Even if that happened, the first thing that's going to come to your mind is like you're going to call a dude's because they found him unconscious in his car.
Yeah.
The one who attacked said that the witch attacked his car, and they said that the evidence was actually on videotape but was suppressed by the authorities. You know, that's the story you're going to tell? that a witch
all the you come to and you're like, all right, okay, I'm going down for this one, so how do I get out of it? All right, yeah. Witch out of a tree levitates, it's got fucking claw hand and broomstick, yeah, that makes sense, yeah, flew up my windshield, yeah, I got this, yeah, this will work,
yeah. this is what I'm gonna tell the news, this is what I'm gonna tell the nightly news, this is what I'm gonna tell my chief, I'm going with the witch story. Who would, why would you do that if you weren't, you know, at least if you were serious about it, you know, unless you were serious about it.
Like the only thing I could think of on that, like maybe some fucking crazy person's in the tree dressed like a witch, falls out of the tree. He sees the witch. His mind instantly thinks like, oh, it levitated because it's a witch. But it's just some crazy crackhead falls out of a tree and just sees the cop and just runs at him and jumps on the hood like. I don't know.
I mean, you could mistake your average meth head for a witch. They're all gnarled and you know, old looking, I guess, you know, but they got no teeth.
Like, yeah, their eyes are so sunken in. They don't even look like they have eyes anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you could mistake your local crackhead for a witch, I suppose.
I guess so.
There's a really good video that was posted back in 2015, and we'll put that one in the notes too, but you look up this one on YouTube, and this was shot or is posted by one Dr. Anthony Choi, who's an investigative journalist in Peru, and his video, like, it's a good video, and it was recorded showing what looks like, I mean, you can just about see what looks like it looks to be a full human, like a humanoid. It's a head, torso, arms, and legs floating, and it's almost like the video is almost 5 minutes long, and it's just floating there above the city, like kind of far out. Like the one guy who's running the camera, you know, kind of zooms in on a couple times, and then a couple times it kind of just, it just like disappears, and then it'll reappears back in the spot where it was. It's really strange, really weird. I know there was a couple movie promos for something like a movie. There was like a movie I think that they did where they might have, you know, this could have been, I don't think it's a promo video. I researched this one and went looking into this one, and I'm pretty sure this one was legit, but it's, you know, you get all this kind of like guerrilla marketing stuff where it was like, oh yeah, you know, people saw this, there was these sightings and whatever, and it's just a promo for a movie. You know, you kind of get those things sometimes. God, that makes me so mad when that stuff happens. Like, makes me gets my hopes up for a second, and they're like, oh yeah, coming March 15th, the theater near you. And I'm like, God, man, God, you guys. Damn it.
Got me all hyped up.
Yeah, something like that. It's just, why people gotta do that? Why people gotta ruin it like that? But the video is pretty legit. It looks pretty good that you can see something like that.
The best one you've seen, probably.
It's the best evidence I've seen of there's the videos of the ones from the witches of Monterrey or whatever in Mexico.
Yeah.
There's those ones which are pretty creepy looking. Like those ones are weird, like because you just get something that's floating just across like a mountainside, like a ridge line, and it's just floating in a straight line. And this was back in like 2005, so it's not like drones were like a big thing then. And it's just like, you just see them it just goes right across, and it's creepy. It's just weird. You know, and what could these things possibly be that you have a human that's just, or a humanoid that's just floating there in the air, looking over a city, or are they there for a specific purpose? Is it just a dimensional shift of some kind? It blows my mind.
Thin veil or something. That's always one of the theories.
It just like, cause I mean, if that one was like disappearing, maybe he was just like trying to get back to where he's going to go. They get there and then, you know, and then they disappear again. And it's just like maybe that's what it was. It's just like, oh, not supposed to be in this dimension, wrong place. And it just kind of,
maybe it's like these entities from whatever dimension they come from. You know how like on Earth, like all these people just go missing. Maybe that's like they stumble into some type of like dimensional portal, and then they're the cryptid in some other person's dimension. They just show up, they show up and it's like a world full of like spider people with like eight legs.
You're the Sasquatch.
Yeah, you just show up and it's just like this fucking human comes in. They're like, holy shit, we've seen a cryptid, but it's just a human from a different dimension in their dimension. It's the same thing here. They just stumble into something. They're like, oh, we don't know where we are. And we're like, holy shit, it's a fucking cryptid from a different dimension. And that's exactly what it is.
If I never saw a human before, I'd probably be pretty creeped out.
It's this thing with their never seen weird skin, and like they're hairless, and like because big bulbous head,
weird little tentacles on the edge, like on the ends of their hands, on the ends of their arms. I'd be really weirded out.
So I don't know if you go like down like the multiverse theory of there's just like infinite universes existing simultaneously.
Yeah,
I mean our science like is so physical that it's hard. Like there's a lot of unexplained stuff that they're just like, oh, we can't explain that yet through science, but maybe they're just like they can't because it is some type of multiverse thing, and there is like we like they bump into each other sometimes and like weird shit comes through or gets pulled through the other way and people go missing. I don't know.
That'd be a trip. And it's like, yeah, maybe those guys are coming here looking for something, but I don't know. But it's just the difference in flying humanoids. You just have so many different types that you think it would just be like, oh, maybe we just have to worry about this one type, or like weird winged ones. And then, nope, there's these other ones. These are the ones that just float above the cities. No wings, no nothing. They just kind of hang out there and then they disappear really fast. You know, it's not like a, you know, somebody put a drone inside a blow up doll or something like that. I imagine that you could do that. I don't know. I know it's that somebody put a blow up doll at the with the drone over it. It's like it's float. It's actually floating there and then gone. Yeah. And I don't even think a drone could get as high as some of these things that you see where they are. But
yeah, guaranteed. Yeah. Some of them are fakery, right? Some of them are. Yeah. You know, or miss an identification. But like a lot of these things, like all of them, everyone, cops, everyone, pilots, everyone sees them. Everyone just misidentified something. I don't know.
I mean, out of 55 people in Chicago, they all misidentified one bird or something like that, like a crane or something like a crane, the bird, not a construction thing, but you know, it's really pushing it. I think it's hard to say that there's definitely not something that.
Yeah, and then people debunk it. They're like, "What's mass hysteria? One person seen a Mothman. Now everyone who sees a weird shadow at nighttime, they think it's a Mothman too because they have that idea in their mind and they're like,
right?
You know, they're like imagining the Mothman even though it's just a shadow of an owl or something. You're like, who knows?
Yeah,
but I don't know. There's so many, and some of them like describe them vividly, and draw them.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know how you get that. I did read about this one theory in psychology that they call the Will Smith effect. And it's it's pretty much a theory that when movies about certain things come out, like UFOs and aliens and stuff like that, you will see a peak in UFO activity because of more people reporting things that they saw. It definitely looks that way when you go back through the sightings over the years, over data from like 1959 to maybe 2008. There were over 11,000 sightings. But the peak years that you had were, in 1970, you had 181 reported sightings. In 1979, the year that Ridley Scott's Alien was released, you had 550.
Right.
In 1996, when Independence Day and Mars Attacks came out, it was 609. And those are some of the big ones. Most of them don't get over 200. Most of the years you don't really get over 200, but when there are the years that they have that there were like big box office or books released about extraterrestrials or UFOs, you see the numbers are higher in reported UFO cases.
So that goes along with that. That's the hysteria theory, that maybe someone does see one, and because one person says it, then everyone else is almost looking for it, or, you know, they think they see it. So you get way more sightings.
But it could be that, or it could just be more people are looking up when stuff.
Yeah, true.
You know, when the movies come out, you know, so it's more people looking up, so more people are reporting things. You know, we're not all just looking at our phones or stuff like that. You know, it's like when you're actually got something to look for in the sky, it's just more people looking up and taking notice of their surroundings and being like, oh, that's not a bird. That's a 7 foot tall winged human. I should probably tell somebody about this.
You know what? That's a really good point, because think about like everyone, like, especially in the summer, like no one, not that many people go out and stargaze. I'm in Kelowna here, like it's a fairly like outdoorsy camping community in like a lot of places in BC. But if you go to like a big city like Vancouver, like summer night, people go, they go out for drinks downtown. They go out for, you know what, they're out with friends. They get a cab, they go home, they go inside. That's it. No one's really looking up. Not that many people. But then if there was a scenario where like, hey, guys, like you should look up because I seen this, or because like this, documentary came out and it tells you like about UFOs and everyone starts looking up more, you're going to get increased sightings for sure.
Yeah.
Just by sheer volume of people doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's something to the Will Smith effect, but I don't know if it's completely people seeing what they want to see, or it's just more people noticing what's there, you know, becoming more aware and,
I guess, or something.
Yeah. I think that's part of our job in this podcast is, you know, just look up sometimes, see something.
Keep looking. You see a Mothman, you let us know first.
You let us know. You call us or whatever. You message us on Facebook. You tell us you saw a Mothman and, you know, give us, you know, try to take a photo if you can, video.
Anything.
You probably want to take a video. I wouldn't be able to take a photo if it's moving too fast. If it's moving too fast, just take a video. Just do it.
Take a video. You can always take a still from the video.
Yeah.
Like you can always about taking go a photo, frame by frame.
I would pop it into video mode, but I know like even people like I didn't have time to take my phones out, and I think we make fun of that all the time. But I'm like, yeah, you know what? It takes me a minute to like take my phone out, and even when you do take your phone out, you're taking a video. It's still pretty crappy. It's actually not that good. Like unless it's right in front of you, you know, if it's pretty close, maybe like 10 yards or something like that, it's gonna look pretty crappy.
Well, like yeah, so the last ten, there's been like 10 years of smartphones now, right?
Yeah.
So like they have good cameras for a phone, but they were nothing like, you know, like a DSLR, like a really good camera with that takes huge megapixel or like really high definition pictures or video. But,
right.
But now you get like these new like the Pixel 2 and like the Galaxy S9 and like the new iPhone and stuff. The cameras on these things are getting really good now. Like we're almost at that quality.
Yeah.
So if there is like,
but even then, it's like the zoom isn't great. It's not like they did. I mean, maybe not the actual zoom on the phone. Maybe the digital zoom is pretty good, but you like, I don't know. When you zoom in on stuff, it's like, oh man, it gets all pretty shitty.
That's what I mean. But like the newer phones now are like that zoom. When you zoom in, it's starting to be like still HD. So you give it another 5 or 10 years of them advancing these phones. So in 10 years from now, like your camera phone will be good as like, you know. Because I have like a Panasonic Lumix GH4, which is like it's a pretty good like video camera, right? It takes really good 4K videos. Another 5-10 years, that kind of camera is going to be on everyone's phone. So there's going to be no more excuses of zooming in on like a blurry object, right?
Yeah.
So if these things are like a, you can actually see them and like record them, eventually it's going to turn from like shitty camera phones to like really good 4K technology. Like, so I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for the first person to get some, like a really HD video of a UFO, even though it might just be, you know, a new American like spy plane or some type of new craft, which is what I think a lot of these UFOs are. Just like no one knew the Blackbird and shit. No one knew that was even a thing for like 40 years.
Yeah.
I think they have the next generation of planes happening right now that are probably UFOs. They probably have some type of like insane technology. We have no idea what they are.
Yeah, so they probably have some sort of unique propulsion system that we haven't seen yet or something like that.
Yeah, so.
Be pretty neat.
It's cool.
Could be. Who knows? Could
very well be. Dan, you got anything else on flying humanoids?
Nope. I think we covered pretty much everything I wanted to cover on flying humanoids. If we missed something, you guys can always tell us.
Yeah. If this is your area of expertise and you're like, you fucking idiots didn't talk about this and this, let us know. And we'll try again. Cause I never really got into this topic before. Like you always see, like you hear about the Mothman sightings. And
yeah. Like, I think we only covered like recent, like really recent stuff. I think we could probably get more into it. Touch on it some more. I mean, we could probably definitely look. We kind of gave it. It's just more of like a general overview, but I think you could definitely get into some of these cases like a lot more.
Yeah, you go in depth. Deep for sure.
Something we might have to come back to.
Yeah, like you could go. You could go into like. You could talk about just the Jersey Devil on its own and all the cases with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you could pretty much do that with any cryptid, and you know what? We will, because really, this podcast is just getting started. We just started becoming, you know, a real podcast by putting out episodes every week, so.
Yeah.
I got a list of topics that's like 150 long, so yeah, we got material for a while.
Plenty of time. Yeah, we're ready to go. We're loaded up. We're locked, cocked, ready and rock.
Boom. Yeah. What do you got, Dan? You got anything?
What is it? Oh yeah, if you guys didn't see our Facebook, we posted. We made a list.
We made a list.
Yes, we did. We are on a top 10 list. That's pretty neat.
And like, not a top 10, like these podcasts on this list are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we think there's some that I listened on to before we started this podcast. At least one of them, stuff they don't want you to know about. That one's really good. Like, I really like that podcast and they're really great. And they're from howstuffworks.com, which they have also a podcast, Stuff You Missed in History Class. And they're not paying me to say this. I think they're really good, fun podcasts.
Just a great podcast. Yeah. And this, this is a list by popsugar.com. They do lists and there's actually a huge website. Like, I don't even know how we got on there. Like, this thing has.
Yeah, I don't know how we got on there.
Yeah, so somebody likes this. Stuff you don't want. What is it? Yeah, time suck.
Stuff they don't want you to know about.
Those conspiracy guys, unexplained, Mulder was right, and us and Hysteria 51. Our pals over there at Hysteria 51 also made the list. So you know what? Yeah. It's pretty cool because out of that list, we're probably one of the least listened. But some of them, like those conspiracy guys, get 100,000 plays per episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure stuff they don't want you to know gets more than that. So
we're hanging with the big dogs,
clawing our way up, punching our way to the top, one beer at a time.
We're up and comers.
Actually, this month, I'm 8 days sober, 8 full days, no weed,
full days,
no beer. The last time I did that, like not was I don't know. I tried last year to do a sober October. But then like day 6, there's like this awesome concert and I had to have some beers. And I was like, well, once you break it, it's over.
I had to have some beers.
Like, everyone's having beers. I'm having a beer. But this month I'm doing it and I'm locked in.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
And I had a lot of shows this month. So my band's happy because they get the bar tab now. So.
Just keeping it keeping busy. Well, you're keeping busy. And then that's off the bar tab. So that's pretty nice. No, it's not too bad.
Yeah, so the list is sweet. Thank you very much, whoever. I don't know how we got recommended for that or how they found us, but that's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. We're all picking out matching Ferraris next week.
Yeah, I'm going to get mine custom graphics, custom and get the Alien Theorist logo on the front. And the paint's going to be like a holographic space theme. So whichever angle you look at, there'll be like a different, it might be a nebula in one or like supernova in another like angle. I'm going to definitely get that on there. But until then, we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, so now you all can say that, oh, I liked that podcast before, it was cool.
Yeah, you guys got in on the ground floor. It's like when the people who bought Bitcoin for 45 cents and then sold it for $450 a share made $1 million if they invested like 200. Except you're not gonna make any
money. Have we done an episode about cryptocurrency? We gotta do something about that stuff's weird too.
Stuff is weird and I don't really know much about it. I don't really know exactly how it works, like the blockchain and shit. It's always updating and it takes so much computing power to keep track of.
Yeah, it's super neat. We'll have to talk about it on a later show, but it's really cool. Like the concept's really neat and I think it is. I think it's really interesting. It might sound kind of boring, but I'm like, no, this is actually pretty cool.
I think that's going to be the future of a lot of different things, the blockchain.
Yeah.
Like how people keep track of inventory and all this other stuff. It's going to be done through blockchain instead of like
I think so. Old school. Until until they get quantum computing going and until that becomes mainstream. I think that blockchain is the next step there. But yeah.
Yeah, quantum computing is definitely another thing too.
We got tons of stuff we got to talk about.
Quantum computing is so mind-boggling. I can't even talk about it. Computing in different dimensions and shit.
Yeah. Some people say our brain is a quantum computer, some scientists say.
I could get on board with that, and I think every time I have a dream, I'm actually just living a different reality.
Mind blown. Okay. So we got any, what do we got for prolapse of the week?
Prolapse of the week. I'm giving it this week to Eric Harden. He's a new listener, and he has just been bombing us with messages. He's loving the pod. We've inspired him to start his own podcast. I gave him some tips of how to do it. It's easy, but it's not as easy as you think. And if you're, this goes out to everyone. If you're going to start a podcast, don't do what we did and start it with, you know, subpar quality.
Yeah.
Go full tilt right away. There's
thousands
of podcasts. And the ones who really get listened to are good quality, except for Bill Burr. His podcast has terrible quality and he gets a million. Yeah. But you got to be Bill Burr to get that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's some podcasts out there that don't have great quality, but I don't know. I think some of them have just been around a long time. And
huge fan base.
I'm like, man, you've been around so long. And why is the quality of your sound not so great? I think Zell makes us sound really good. Zell makes us sound great.
And I think from now on, we're going to sound even better because we were trying a different mic with Dan there before and it just wasn't working. And then.
Nope. Got a new mic. Got a new voice. I think it sounds pretty good. I think we're going to. A-okay.
Oh, we're going hard. We got So Dan Harden or Eric Harden, you're the man, brother. Appreciate the support and good luck on the pod. I got new Patreon supporters keeping the show ad free forever and buying Dan a new mic.
Paying for our Ferraris.
And yeah, paying for our Ferraris if 4,500,000 people keep signing up for it. right now we can make like a payment on a Ferrari for one day and then we're broke again.
we could test drive it.
Yeah. Take it for a test drive, buy the insurance. We could pay for the insurance for the test drive and that's about it. So newest patrons this month, Tyler Weiss, you went up in a pledge. Alex Smilgus, you went up in a pledge. Both legends. Michael Wilgus. Cool, man. Look at these cool names. Pledge $1. Thank you, buddy. Danielle Baxter, Jeremiah Bell, Lauren Maxson, Cassie Gianzo, Andy Taylor is Ron Pond approved. It's a nice big old pledge there. T-shirt's coming. Don't you worry. Christian Blanco, and those are the newest ones since the last podcast. So pretty much for $1 more a month, you support your boys and keep the show ad free. And that's all I got for Patreon. You guys rule. And now I got some band news. If you're new to the show, I play in a rock and roll band called Lucky Monkey. You can find us on Spotify or any streaming service. We just dropped a brand new song and music video. Our first music video ever. I'll post. It's on, I think I did post it on alientheorist.com already, but I'll post it there again. So I'm going to play the song. It's called Go at the end of the episode here. And our video is actually, our video got more plays than the podcast. So we're doing something right. We're trying our best. And if the band does good, you're indirectly supporting the podcast because if I can not be a carpenter by playing music, I'll have more time to do podcasts. So everyone wins. Even if you hate the song, push play and then push repeat and then go to bed. That's all good.
Game the system.
Because every time you stream that song, I make 0.0015 cents.
Damn. So put it on repeat just all day long.
All day long, baby. Even if you don't like rock and roll. Even if you
just
love
mute
that.
Just mute it and play it all day long.
Even if you love mumble rap for some reason, just play our song because it's real music. So.
What is mumble rap?
Mumble rap is this new fad where like guys are like, and it's like mumble rap, like legit.
Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
Isn't that what like Rick Ross does? No, wait, what?
Mumble rap. Search it. If you don't know, go look up mumble rap. It's hilarious.
It just doesn't make any sense. Is that actual words?
I've listened to some. I can't understand what they're saying. It's like mumble rap. Like, honestly, it's fucking weird. Mumble
rap. Is that an actual term?
It's called
mumble. It is a term.
Mumble rap.
A loosely defined microgenre that's spread on the online audio distribution platform. Yeah. SoundCloud. Ew, gross. SoundCloud. That place sounds like a wasteland.
we used to host on SoundCloud and we got out of there when we could.
Yeah, SoundCloud sounds like just a nightmare. Like, I don't know. It's just like I see a bunch of jokes about it. I don't. Mumble rap. Ugh.
Mumble rap. Yeah, it's a new mini genre.
I mean, I like weird musical genres. I mean, not weird, but I mean, I like stuff like vaporwave and synthwave and new disco and future funk. Like, I like those kinds of music genres. Those are fun for me, but mumble rap.
Hey, it's, you know what? If you listen to mumble rap, that's all good. But make sure you still listen to good music also. I mean,
yeah, sure. If that's what you want, if that's cool for you, you do you. You do you.
Do whatever you want. And then go listen to my song, Go. Lucky Monkey.
Yeah, that too.
All right. I think that's it. You can find us on all social media. Just search for Alien Theorist Theorizing or alientheorist.com. We'll take you to all the links. And if you have any idea, any case file suggestions or ideas, send them our way and we'll put them on the list. It's always growing.
Yeah. Message us on Facebook. We'll always try to get back to you.
Dan at Dan Space Oddity on Twitter. He'll answer any question you have.
Yes.
And he'll grant you 3 wishes.
I don't know about that.
It won't come true.
They will come with consequences.
All right. That's it for us this week, guys. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.